Hey everyone, and welcome back to another Thin Line Believers podcast. Steve joining you today, and sorry for the late podcast. It's been a little bit of a week with some injuries and some illnesses. And if you subscribe to our Instagram account, Adam was so nice to post a picture of me on crutches with a knee brace after injuring my knee this week at work, this last week at work. If you follow and get our email updates, Adam created quite the story of how I really didn't get hurt, but it's a decent story, but I'm not going to bore you with that this week. As I was preparing for this week, I had it put on my heart to speak on depression. It's something that I don't think we talk about enough, and with the depression and suicide statistics as they are, and as you know, we look at those, the fact that more thin line workers, police, fire, paramedic, dispatchers, veterans, the suicide rate in those professions is as such that in most of them, suicide outweighs the on-duty deaths that we see. You know, and I guess depending on wartime versus non-wartime, you know, active duty, non-active duty, all of that can affect those numbers as well. But in the last couple years, and you know, those numbers have far outnumbered the in line of duty deaths that we have seen. So I thought it was important to hit on this. We've talked about trauma, we've talked about, you know, some of the PTSD stuff with some of our guests, but we've never directly spent a whole podcast on talking about depression. So, you know, I'd like you to ask yourself, have you ever found yourself saying, "Self, I'm not okay"? And you know, I had dug through some statistics and some depression, you know, research and some papers and some reading plans and some podcasts, you know, thinking about this and putting this together. And, you know, if you have said that to yourself, I'm proud of you, because not many people can sit there and say, "I'm not okay," and actually recognize that. Oftentimes, depression leaves us isolated and ashamed with no drive to find help, just in that dark, nasty place. Recognizing the fact that you're struggling is humbling, and I'm sure, but that's the perfect position that for God to work in your life, is that spot where you find that. Did you know you're not alone? People have been struggling with inward turmoil for centuries. Take a look at David in the Bible. He was called a man after God's own heart. But on so many occasions, we saw him crying out to God. In Psalm 69, verses 1 and 2, David cried out, "Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. I sink in the miry depths where there is no foothold. I have come into the deep waters, the floods engulf me." How could a man that was in a place of ministry and governmental royalty become so down? I mean, how could a guy like that, you know, be so down and be so just gloom? So I want you to think about that. Your position doesn't control your perception. The battle of the mind can only be won with God, not things of this world that satisfy your flesh. There's so many things that we reach out to on this world that to satisfy that, to drive us out of that. The only thing that can help that and can get us out of that is God and God alone. Many of us hide our instability with the front that shows that we have it all together. I do the same thing. That is asking for self-destruction. God is not asking you to look great, but to be great inside and out. Our mental health is the foundation of our future. David called to the Lord without shame, begging God to save him from the deep waters. So I want to challenge you to be honest about how you're feeling with God. We know there is power in the tongue to speak life or death. Speak life over your deep waters and depression, because God, who is your anchor, hears you. There's a light at the end of the tunnel, and I'm not talking about death. You know, not one person can say, "I have it all together," while trusting God. For the foundation of our salvation is faith and trust in His sufficiency. Couldn't spit that one out. Not our own. How often do you face dark days? You know, many of us as kids, we occasionally, you know, got afraid of the dark. Believed, you know, that there was something there, something was out to get us, something was watching us. But I don't believe it was the darkness itself, but rather the feeling of the unknown that we felt, that we feared. You know, in my time as a kid, I would fear that something would get me or was watching me. I was a kid that had a plan, though, for everything. So if something was going to get me, I needed to know so I could prepare. But darkness doesn't always tell. Oftentimes, it is in the dark that most people feel afraid. But in the case of depression, darkness becomes something of normality. The feeling of being alone, yet vulnerable, is too familiar. Fear can come and cripple your mind. But this darkness and sadness you feel is not in control. You are. God speaks many times about the light and the power of light, especially in combating the dark. Some say it is just a metaphor, but I'd like you to tell that to my testimony and where I've come from and the darkness that God has brought me out of and the light that the Lord has shined into my life and into those dark places. We have the ability to shine light in darkness without any kind of physical light, without any flashlights or to flip on a light switch to illuminate it. Simply by the power of God, we can conquer darkness. Light is a representation of life itself. Letting your light go out is the beginning of a slippery slope of forgetting the power of life. Depression won't kill you itself, but giving up can. Live and shine. Depression is merely a shadow in comparison to the light of our salvation. There's no middle ground. Darkness comes when you forget about the power of light inside of you. I dare you to confront the dark, gloomy feeling that is in you. Turn on the light, and your spirit will remind yourself that in Christ, you're empowered against that darkness. Today, I can fight my mind. I will not give up even the slightest bit. I have the power I need through Jesus Christ, and I will fight until my victory comes. John 8:12 said, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." John 1:5 says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." You know, depression is an emotional illness that will cause emotional responses, right? Our world seems to think depression is just a weak man's problem, a weak woman's problem, a weak person's problem. Depression takes over even the strongest people. I know that right now, if you're dealing with this, and as many of you are hearing me, you still doubt that healing will ever come. But you have to hold on. It is imperative that you do not stuff all of your emotions down all the time. if you've listened to past podcasts, I had a conversation with Dan Anderson in the past about trauma, about PTSD, about compartmentalization, and how that can really affect us and drive us into depression and into this overwhelming feeling when those compartments overflow because we've stuffed too much into them. You know, I would say that probably on average I cry 3 times a year. From sadness, I guess. I'm kind of an emotional teddy bear, if you will. And I learned that from my dad, and I don't hide that at all. And I actually love that I can show emotions when it comes to being happy, when it comes to being proud of my family, of my kids, of my wife. But on the sadness portion, probably 3 times a year or so. I admit, although others will not, that I cry. Well, that was until I wouldn't admit that in the past, but until I went through these dark times, I knew that that was an emotion that I needed to have to be able to work through those, that I need those dark places, those valleys. The stress of hiding your emotion will only drive you deeper. You probably already feel like you could explode from the inside out. So don't add unnecessary pressure of emotions that need to be let out. I'm not saying to just cry and mope and hide and stay in bed. But when you need to cry, when you need to let out your emotions, do it. Let it out. And do it in a healthy way. Crying is not a sign of weakness, but rather a necessary response. And crying out to the Lord is what He wishes for us to do. You know, when you think about it, you think about a child that's been hurt and them running to their mom and dad for that comfort, for that healing. You know, think about in the same way us in those times when we're hurting emotionally, crying out to our Father, crying out to our Lord and Savior to help us through those times in the same way, and how happy that must make Him feel. To know that we trust Him enough to bring that to Him and we don't just mire in our own darkness. Can't tell you how many times I've cried out to the Lord. I've shared some experiences in, you know, that I've walked through and that I've struggled through, and the times that I've fallen to my knees and I've cried out to the Lord to help me through it. I didn't lay there in my sorrows, but rather was just crying to God. It may not have solved all my problems or healed my depression instantly, but it was my response to God with my depression in a biblical way. Matthew 11:28 states, "Then Jesus said, 'Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest.'" Psalms 126:5 states, "Those who plant in tears will harvest with shouts of joy." We look at examples in the Bible of people who have gone through hard times. I mean, we look at Paul. He went through many hardships in his journey serving the Lord. He claims that he served the Lord with tears. We can do the same for a season. You are tried and tested, but hold on to Jesus. Take the time to be real with your emotions to God and a trustworthy person in your life. For me, that's my wife. For you, it may be somebody else. For you, you may not have found that person. Seek that person out. Your tears don't make you weak, but rather show the strength of your trust in God's word. Can you find peace in depression? I know it sounds crazy. It is possible that right in the middle of your situation, you can find rest and peace. You know, I talk about depression as this low place, this dark place. This is exactly what it is. In your emotion, you can find rest in the God of the valley and the mountaintops. Jesus was led through the desert and was tempted. Paul was taken to prison to be tortured. Stephen was taken to court to be killed. You know, when we look at Jesus, Paul, and Stephen, and what they went through places to produce the outcomes that made history. History makers don't live on the mountaintops. They testify there. We have peace and hope in our position because we can trust in God and in the God who knows our path and knows what we're being prepped for. We are, you know, my peace comes from where I am going, not where I am or where I have been. God has called all of us, but many people ignore because they see the call of God as a position, not a journey. Did God make me depressed? I don't know. And honestly, I don't care, because he has taken me on an incredible journey that is a lot different than where it used to be. And without the Lord in my life and Christ in my life, I wouldn't be where I am today. I guarantee it. So hold on. Keep that light shining. We have peace in a God that has everything under control. Whether at times we question that and believe that, truthfully, truly, he does. We don't have to give up on God because things get hard. I'm only saying this just because our emotion and our stabilities waver. That doesn't mean our trust in God's peace needs to as well. In wrapping this up, I know that some people are listening to this. We don't have the biggest, you know, audience. But if you know somebody that could benefit from this and could benefit from our podcast, push it out to them. Have them get a hold of somebody, especially if somebody's dealing with depression that you know and you've seen changes in their behavior. They're reaching out. Talk to them. Be there for them. I'm here for you guys. Adam's here for you guys. We have a lot of resources that we can point you in the directions of. Reach out. There are a lot of suicide lines, a lot of counseling lines that you can call and be anonymous and get help. Do that before it's too late, before depression snuffs out that light. Don't let that light go out. With that, have a blessed week. Reach out if you need help, if you need prayer. And we'll talk to you soon.